Alto saxophonist Lee Konitz played on what's usually considered to be the first free jazz recordings with pianist Lenny Tristano in May of 1949. That same year, he'd already played on two of Miles Davis's highly influential Birth of the Cool sessions. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, a self-confessed Konitz fan, says the saxophonist has barely slowed down since, recording with everyone from bandleader Stan Kenton to free jazz pianist Paul Bley. Kevin surveys some recent Konitz recordings.
There are a couple of reasons Lee Konitz is one of the great living jazz musicians. And the first of them is his characteristic soft and plump sound, as if his alto sax were stuffed with cotton. The other thing that makes Lee Konitz great is his willingness to abandon that distinctive sound if the situation demands it. In jazz, individualism is a tricky issue. It's a drag when younger musicians make records on which they play in the style of one master after another to show they've grasped the mechanics of their sound. Until recently, anyway, jazz has never been about that sort of faceless competence. It's about having something of your own to say. If improvising with other musicians is like having a conversation, then different settings may call for a different tone of voice. Three recent Konitz records, very different from one another, show how resourceful he can be. The first is a reissue called Chet Baker and Lee Konitz in Concert on the India Navigation label. Although Konitz and trumpeter Baker were associated with cool jazz in the 50s, when both played with Jerry Mulligan, this was their first real collaboration. It was taped at saxophonist Ornette Coleman's place in 1974. Baker and Konitz front a quartet without piano, as had Mulligan and Coleman, but the rambling feel is closer to Ornette's free bop than Mulligan's cool jazz. It's as if playing with Coleman in the room made Konitz alter his style as a sign of respect, sort of like watching your language in front of a priest. The 1990 recording, Zounds, on Soul Note, is the source for that solo introduction we heard at the top of this review. It's for quartet, with pianist Kenny Werner sometimes faking string parts on keyboard. With that gauzy backdrop behind him, Konitz makes his tone a little more harsh and piercing for contrast. This is from one of the three totally improvised pieces on Zounds. Konitz may be thinking of Ornette Coleman here, too. Lee Konitz is also on the new CD, Paul Motion on Broadway, Volume 3, a collection of standards, not all of them from Broadway, by drummer Motion and his longtime trio mates, guitarist Bill Frisell and tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano. Charlie Hayden plays bass on a few tracks, too. Konitz had never played with either Frisell or Lovano until a few days before this recording, when he sat in with Motion in a New York club. He instantly found a place for himself in the music, although the trio has a very slippery approach. This is from Harry Warren's I Wish I Knew. Faced with a new situation, jazz musicians do one of two things. They fall back on what they've practiced, or they improvise. Lee Konitz is a hardcore improviser. That's why he works in such varied contexts, and why he's worth hearing whenever you get the chance.
Kevin Whitehead is a critic and record annotator living in New York.